estudyante niya. So, and then after that class, hindi niya na alam kung nasa na din yung estudyante niya. Basta nag-obey lang siya dun sa pinagawa ng Lord sa kanya. And so, ang sabi niya, "This is over in Jesus' name." And then the anxiety attack stopped within 30 seconds. Tapos, after 2 weeks, sabi nung estudyante niya, "Alam niyo, ma'am, hindi na po ako nagkakaroon ng anxiety attack. And then may trabaho na po ako ngayon." So, high school po siya. So, katulad po ngayon natin, di ba, sa senior high. So, senior high po yung estudyante. So, yun po yung isa sa testimony. Second po ay, ito po, lost wedding ring na nakita. Meron na po bang nawalan ng wedding ring? Si Sir Den. Okay. So, ito pong testimony na to. Yung tao pong to, nakawala na po siya ng hindi lang isa, pero dalawa. Dalawang sing-sing na yung nawala niya. And then, 20 years na silang kasal nung asawa niya. So, nung nawala niya yung pangalawang sing-sing, lungkot na lungkot siya kasi ayaw niya na ma-disappoint niya ulit yung asawa niya. Kasi sobrang precious. Di ba, sir? Sobrang precious to nung sing-sing. Okay. And then, dun sa church nila, meron silang God story. So, dun sa church nila, meron silang tinatawag na open mic. Di ba po, yung kung familiar kayo dun sa open mic, nagpe-perform sa unahan na volunteer. Sila naman po, volunteer na nagkukwento ng mga stories about what the Lord is doing sa buhay nila. So, ang tawag nila, God stories. And then, may isa na nagsabi dito, meron daw siyang nawawala na laruan, yung toy arrow. And then, gusto niya na mabalik yon. So, he asked Jesus, and it dropped on the floor right before him. So, nawawalan siya ng laruan, and then he just asked the Lord, "Gusto ko pong mabalik yung laruan ko." Tapos, out of nowhere, nandun na sa sa tabi niya. Wow. And then, itong man na to na nakarinig nung testimony na yun. So, the man claimed the testimony. He was wearing a new coat during that time. Nung narinig niya yung testimony, may bago siyang damit na suot. Tapos, hindi niya pa nasusuot yon, kasi bagong-bago. And meron siyang naramdaman nung kinakapa niya yung bulsa niya. May naramdaman siya na something na matigas. So, pagpasok niya ng kamay niya dun sa bulsa niya, may nakita siyang sing-sing. Tapos yun yung sing-sing na hinahanap niya. Wow! Praise God! So, grabe po, no? And then, lastly, ito naman ay yung womb na na-heal. So, si Julie po, ano siya, businesswoman with cake baking at decorating business. So, kung sino po dito yung, si Atel ngayon naalala ko. Kasi di ba po, sa ice cakes. So, one evening, she took a break to go to a corporate worship service and she saw a woman, hindi pa niya nami-meet, and naramdaman niya lang na nililid siya ni Holy Spirit na ipag-pray yung taong yon. So, hindi niya kilala, totally a stranger. And then, Julie didn't know that any of her circumstance but prayed over her and gave a prophetic word about God healing her womb and the woman holding a child in her arms. What Julie didn't know was that the woman had just found out she was pregnant again after many miscarriages. The woman had cried as she experienced the same pain in her body as in previous times, and fear gripped her heart. She managed to drag herself to the same worship service that Julie the baker was also attending. As Julie prayed and prophesied, not knowing any of the circumstances, the pain immediately left. The woman was reduced to tears and couldn't even speak. 9 months later, she held baby Grace in her arms, just like he promised. Wow, praise God. So, ano po, pag-pray po ulit natin yung mother ni Pastor Nick. Lord, we just thank you for the testimonies that you are doing around the globe, God. And we just remember yung nanay po ni Pastor Nick ngayon, Lord. As a family, we just claimed testimonies of healing that you have done in the past, Lord. We remember po si Ate Charm po nung na-stroke siya. And then we prayed for her. And then after few days, nakalabas na siya ng hospital. So we just claim it over sa mother ni Pastor Nick right now in the name of Jesus. Do it again, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! Na-bless kayo dun sa testimonies. Okay. So, this morning, ang i-share ko po ay about living by the Spirit. So, we have our assignments na books sa Bible na babasahin. Yung po ba? Galatians? Ephesians? Ano pa po? Apat po yun. Meron po ba nakatapos? Okay. Pero ito pong verses na gagamitin natin ay hango po siya sa Galatians. Okay? So, ito lang po yung main point ko this morning. Paki-flash ng next slide. To live by the Spirit is to seek after the Holy Spirit's leading in our life. Yun lang po. Pwede na po tayo mag-pray. To live by the Spirit is to seek after the Holy Spirit's leading in our life. Very important po na sa paglakad natin sa ating pananampalataya din sa Panginoon, Jesus, ay mas makilala natin ng lubos ang Banal na Espiritu. Dahil ang Banal na Espiritu po, siya po yung pinangako sa atin ni Jesus bago po siya umalis. So, let's go to these verses. So, punta po tayo sa Galatians 5:16. So, pwede nyo pong buksan yung Bible nyo. Ito pong ipa-flash ko dito ay sa The Passion Translation. So, para makita nyo din po kung tama ba yung, yung naka-flash dito. So, kung meron po kayo na ganito din translation or ano man po yung translation nyo, mag-follow na lang po. So, let's start po sa Galatians 5 verse 16 hanggang ano po tayo, 25. So, as you yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. Dun po sa ibang translation, as you are being led by the Spirit, as you live by the Spirit. Okay po. So, as you yield freely and fully to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. Pray muna po ulit tayo. Lord, salamat po sa umagang ito. Salamat po na amin pong mapag-aaralan ng iyong salita. And Holy Spirit, aming dalangin na itong mga salitang ito ay magbigay buhay. It will give life to us, Lord. That you will awaken Holy Spirit in us the desire to be led by you, the desire to know you more. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, meron po ditong dalawang bagay. So, being led by the Holy Spirit and you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. So, yun po. So, yung self-life, nandito sa next verse, ano daw yung nasa self-life? For your self-life craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit and hinder Him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings hinder your old self-life from dominating you. So, there is an dalawang forces po, no, sa buhay natin yung naglalaban. So, yung flesh po, and at the same time, the spirit. So then, the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the spirit. So, sa atin pong journey po as a disciple ni Jesus, ito po yung conflicting sa buhay natin. Either obey ba natin si Holy Spirit or mas mapapadala tayo dun sa kung anong sinasabi ng ating natural na urging. Okay, next. But when you are brought into the full freedom of the Spirit of grace, you will no longer be living under the domination of the law, but soaring above it. Okay. So, ito po, itong verse na to, so sa Galatians 5 po siya, yung verses before, chapters before that, Galatians 1 and 2, Paul had a note dun sa mga taga-Galatia. So, sa mga Galatians. Meron kasing mga nagtuturo dun sa church na na-plant niya doon na iba yung mga sinasabi. Na ang gusto niya ay siraan si Paul and at the same time is hikayatin sila ulit na mag-follow dun sa mga batas. So, kumbaga, meron pong mga nagtuturo ng salita nung panahong yon na nakapasok dun sa church, naging miyembro ng church dun sa Galatia. And then at the same time, nakita kasi nila yung freedom ng mga tao. Yung free, ngayon, gusto nila na i-conform yung freedom nila dun sa na-experience nila. Dun, parang sa kultura nila. Na ano. So ngayon, dito sa verse na to, sinasabi ni Paul na when you are brought into the full freedom of the Spirit of grace, dahil yung mga tao pong ayaw dun sa Spirit of grace, sila yung gusto nila ay salo lang. Susunod ka lamang dun sa batas. Okay? You will no longer be living under the domination of the law, but soaring above it. Bakit? Ano pa yung next? Bakit kaya? Kasi ito daw. The cravings of the self-life are obvious. Sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who get in your way, senseless arguments, resentment when others are favored, temper tantrums, angry quarrels, only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions. So, ito po yung mga nagagawa natin kapag yung pangsarili lang natin ang ating sinusunod. Nakaka-identify po kayo? Meron ba dyan mga ano? Sundan natin. Next. So verse 22. Being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild parties, and all other similar behavior. Haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God? So, merong freedom na sinasabi si Paul dito. And then, yung mga tao ngayon, nami-misplace nila yung freedom. So, pag nag-start po tayo dito sa Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ set us free. Yun yung verse. It is for freedom that Christ set us free. However, people are misusing that freedom. So, napalaya na tayo sa pamamagitan ng sakripisyon ni Jesus, pero yung ibang tao, ginagamit itong freedom na to para i-please lang yung sarili nila. So, nabanggit kanina itong mga tong bagay na to. So, ulitin ko, being envious of the blessings of others, uncontrolled addictions, and yung mga katulad na behaviors. Ito yung mga ginagawa pa rin nila nung time na yun dun sa Galatians. And then, next tayo. But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. Joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of the Spirit. So dito po, sinabanggit na yung mga fruits of the Holy Spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless. So, yung mga nagpo-propose na mag-follow ng about sa law is actually, they are pertaining kung paano mo i-address yung self-life mo. Paano mo siya paano ka makakaiwas doon. Pero dito naman sa sa kabilang banda, being led by the Spirit and having this, the fruits of the Spirit is more of higher than those laws. Why? Because ito yung mga bagay na internal. Kanina nakita niyo yung mga external na bagay. Pagka, di ba po, yung mga addictions. So yun yung mga external things. Pero ito, these are internal. The work of the Holy Spirit in us is internal. Hindi po agad-agad nakikita ng mga tao. Hindi nyo din agad-agad makikita sa sarili nyo na, ay, mas patient na pala ako ngayon kaysa sa dati. Pero yung ibang tao na nakapaligid sa'yo, mas malalaman yun. Mas nararamdaman nila. Diba? Ay, mas mabait na pala siya. Bakit kaya? Because, possibly, he allowed the Holy Spirit to work within him. Amen? Next. Keep in mind that we who belong to Jesus, the Anointed One, have already experienced crucifixion. For everything connected with our self-life was put to death on the cross and crucified with Messiah. So sa verse na to, sinasabi ni Paul na naipako na sa krus yung self-life. And at the same time, since naipako na sa krus, sino ba ang namatay sa krus? Si Jesus. So namatay na din tayo doon sa mga bagay na yon. Di ba? Ngayon, bakit siya nabubuhay ulit? Or kung tatanungan niyo ako, bakit may tendency pa rin minsan? Because nga, mayroong ganong tension whether we will please the self-life or whether we will be led by the Holy Spirit. Okay? Next, last verse na to. We must live in the Holy Spirit and follow after Him so may we never be arrogant and look down on another, for each of us is an original. We must forsake all jealousy that diminishes the value of others. Kanina nabanggit dun sa self-life about comparison. Pero dito, binabanggit na kapag namumuhay tayo sa paggabay ng banal na espiritu, hindi tayo magiging arrogante. Hindi natin ititreat yung bawat isa na basta-basta lang. Mas makikita natin yung uniqueness ng bawat isa, yung value ng bawat isa, na original siya. Tingnan nyo nga yung katabi nyo. Mukha bang original? Sabihin nyo sa kanya, original ka. Lahat tayo, walang katulad. Lahat tayo original na kinreate ni Lord. And para mas makita natin na original talaga yung bawat isa, kailangan din natin i-ask yung Holy Spirit na palitan yung pananaw natin sa bawat isa. Kung paano natin nakikita ang bawat isa. Okay? Meron akong ipapakitang video. Pakiano na yung isang video. Sa inyo. Itong taong to, 1700s pa siya nabuhay. And then, taga Norway po siya.
Here at the house of this revivalist Helga, who lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s, this is a man you may have never heard of before. And he lit up this nation of Norway and the nations, planting hundreds of prayer houses that transformed society, planting businesses that totally radically changed the economy and brought revival into this nation. And the reason we want you to see this is because this is a man you've never heard of. We never hear him in revival stories, but this is a nameless, faceless guy, so to speak, that did what we're going after for, not just in a nation, but in the nations of the world.
Amen.
It doesn't matter if we have a name.
Amen.
It doesn't matter
Amen.
If we're known, but we will be known by our Father in heaven.
Amen.
For partnering with Him to change the nations
Amen.
Of the world. It's
Amen.
Okay if it's nameless, faceless, guys. We have to do this. We have to do it all the way to every nation till Jesus comes.
Amen. Amen. And the legacy that this guy leaves behind in this nation is just incredible. we're here and even can just feel the very presence of God in this dude's house, where he was just a farmer in the 1700s. In 1771, in the 70s, he was in this house, and he just got divine inspiration and prophetic revelation from the Spirit while he was in this very room right here, looking out the window, asking God, how can you change the world? How can you change society? The world is a mess. We've asked that question many times, and the Lord downloaded incredible things from heaven upon him, and he just began to burn upstairs in the room, and he took what God gave him and he went and he unleashed it on a nation. And so this shows how powerful and effective our prayers and our time with the Lord are to radically change heaven and radically change earth. And this up here is his this is the place where he slept, the place where he was caught up in night visitations with the Lord and dreams and visions. And we just pray that, Lord, give this generation dreams and visions from heaven, Lord. Lord, give us prophetic insight, God, into how we can change the nations of the world. Just as Hans, Lord, just as he came and completely revolutionized the nation of Norway and then all of Europe, God, give that, grant that on a generation again, that same mantle in this hour, God. Fire! Fire, Lord. In this generation once again, Jesus. Do it again. You did it then. Do it again.
Okay. So background story po dun. This man, he was known as the father of Norway. So, nung 1700s, poor country ang Norway. And this guy is a farmer and nagkaroon siya ng deep encounter sa Lord. Then, he prayed and asked the Lord, Lord, what I can do for my country. And the Lord revealed to him, okay, this is what you should do. This is... preach the gospel about my grace and at the same time establish business. So he established businesses within the country of Norway and hundreds of prayer houses within those businesses. And with that, that country was transformed. And ngayon, sa nakikita natin, yung Norway ay isa sa pinakamayamang country sa buong mundo. So this was a power of obedience with the urgings of the Spirit. So I was talking about earlier, paano ba tayo magli-live by the Spirit? You know, living by the Spirit is about a daily communion with Him. Living by the Spirit is not just about attending the service, it's about a day-by-day walk with Him. Even pagkagising mo sa umaga, paano ba kayo nag-i-interact ni Lord? Paano kayo nag-i-interact ni Holy Spirit? Do you only pray because you would like to ask for something? Or do you pray because you want to have that connection? Two weeks ago, grabe yung presence dito during the worship time. And then I had this vision na nung kinakanta ni Pao yung about song about peace. And then there was a man who, hindi ko nakita yung face niya, pero may nag-enter sa door na tao. And then sobrang peace lang yung naramdaman ko pag-enter niya. And Holy Spirit said, it's the Prince of Peace. If there are fruits of the Holy Spirit that you are praying for this season, I pray that it will, one of the prayers that you will pray is to have that increase of peace in your life. And we will listen to this song. As I prepare for this, here's a video. Bakit tayo po tayong lahat? So this song is entitled Peace. as we listen to this song, I want you to close your eyes. And allow the Holy Spirit to just deposit peace in your mind right now.
We just declare the war is ending over your identity this morning. This is where the war ends. This is where the war ends, in the Prince of Peace. He made war for our peace. And our war goes into rest. We strive to enter into the rest, into the smile of God, into the eyes of God. This morning, the war over identity is over in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, this time, if you have friends or relatives experiencing depression, I want you to remember them right now. And we will release peace over them. Oh yes, Jesus. This time, God, we just release peace over them, oh God. Peace over their minds. Peace over their hearts, Lord. The battle is yours, God. And may they encounter you, God, in this season of their life, Lord, as the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Hindi ba po tayo tapos? Thanks. Magpapagroup pa po ako for our group discussion. And paki-flash lang nung questions. Ayan. So, please group according to siguro by four. Group by four. So, ito po ang question natin. Where is the Holy Spirit leading my life now? Saan ako nililid ni Holy Spirit ngayon? Sa season ng buhay kong ito. What fruit of the Spirit would I like to see more in my life? And what nation am I praying for right now to be blessed by God? Or are you praying for the Philippines? So, let's group into four and talk about it. And then afterwards, you pray about it. Okay po.